No matter what they tell you, this really isn't normal. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today, as usual, is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst, and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Good to be with you again.
Well, it's good to be with you, too, because that means that life's normal. We're here, we're recording, we're doing things, our families are off doing their own things. It's all normal. But I know one thing my family won't be doing, Chuck, and I'm kind of guessing yours probably won't be either, and that's watching the new NBC sitcom that is getting ready to be unleashed on the American public, fittingly enough, for their fall season, which starts on September the 11th. Another attack on the foundations of America is about to take place on September the 11th this year, Chuck, by a show NBC Network's called The New Normal. Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. You may have heard a little bit about it, but stick with us today and you're going to hear quite a bit more. You see, Chuck, television is just there to entertain us, right? It's not there to influence our worldview. It's not there to tell us what choices are better than others. It's not there to push us toward a preferred narrative of our social interaction, right?
Pardon me, but I wish that were true. That is probably what the original purpose of television was, but what it has become is entertainment is used as a platform for pushing alternative lifestyles, and the news is a platform for pushing alternative lifestyles and for pushing a certain type of worldview. What's happening here with this new NBC show, it's clearly an attempt to undermine a biblical worldview, a worldview that says there are absolutes of right and wrong, and that there is no such thing as gay marriage. There's only marriage, which involves one man and one woman in a permanent covenant, and that, in fact, you can redefine marriage to mean anything. In fact, two men who start to have the bug to have a child. So they hire a woman to bear a child for them.
Yes, they hire a surrogate because the show is trying to press that this is the new normal. It's funny, Chuck, they really didn't even hide this one this time. They're just slapping the entire American viewing public in the face with this. Get used to it, America. This is the new normal. Two guys living together in a homosexual relationship, quote unquote, as a family or married, who are using a third person, a female, because the plumbing doesn't work that way in homosexual couples. So you gotta have the Y chromosomes and the X chromosomes in order to make a baby. Therefore, we've got ourselves a surrogate. Or as the show says on its own website, these days, families come in all forms. Single dads, double moms, sperm donors, egg donors, one night stand donors. It's 2012 and anything goes. Well, Chuck, I think probably one of the things I'm hoping goes with the new normal is that it goes out of its time slot and goes into oblivion, because this is such a garbage premise for a program.
Well, of course it's a garbage premise for a program, but this is nothing new. There have been garbage premises for programs at least from the 1990s forward, and probably before that forward. Frankly, I thought people that love shows like Dallas, well, that was garbage as well. What it did was create a caricature of what the rich and powerful do with their money, and people actually believe that stuff these days, as you can see by the success that Obama had in 2008 playing off those caricatures. It's what we've talked about here before, the Scrooge McDuck scenario. Nonsense. Very often the rich are cash poor because they've got all their money tied up in investments and in stock. This show is garbage precisely because it's attempting to reshape the way we think about something that God has called an abomination. This is one of those places where someone is attempting to take the law of God and say that it is irrelevant. It's all about whether two people love one another and want to have children together. Well, the fact is that two men cannot have children together.
That's right.
They can hire a woman and they can do it the way God designed it, and then attempt to counterfeit what God has designed. And Barry, as always happens with a counterfeit, it is not worth anything or anything approaching the original.
No.
It's only worth what you can pass it off for a short time, and eventually somebody catches on and says, this is a crime.
Well,
that's what's going on here.
And Chuck, you and I talked about this off air while we were doing show prep, that there are a number of different studies and reports that have been coming out showing that children who are raised in quote-unquote new normal families, i.e. homosexual households, or even single parent families, oftentimes as an average, don't do as well as their peers who were raised in the traditional mother, father, male, female, two-parent households. There's a whole host of data, sociological, demographic, and otherwise, that show that the child, especially as children in homosexual pairings, fare much worse in many measures of success and of accomplishment than do their traditional peers. So, Chuck, for NBC to try to take the show and say, well, this is the new normal, you're right, it is a counterfeit, and like a counterfeit, it may look good on first glance, but when you start examining it more closely, you start seeing the flaws, you start seeing the cheapness of it, you start seeing the ways in which it isn't of the same quality.
Yeah, it never is. If you've ever seen a fake 20, sometimes they can be very convincing on the surface, but anybody that's familiar with real 20s, like real up-close familiar, takes one look at it and says, nope, it's a fake. And like all fake currencies, it has no value in the end. What's interesting about this study that you mentioned? It was done by a professor, Mark Renuris, at the University of Texas. And I've been looking for it. It had an online presence.
Mm-hmm.
And you can no longer find that study. I'm sure somebody has a link to it someplace. But you can find dozens of stories on it. None of them link to the study. There's a reason for this, Barry. There is a meme floating around about this study that was done. The methodology was poor and there was prejudice involved, and the person who took the money took it from groups that are out there for the purpose of gay bashing, that kind of thing.
Well, Chuck, you do understand that what we're having is the mainstream media and Hollywood entertainment are wanting to try to make something that can't be made normal, normal. So the whole concept behind this program to show these two men who are in a relationship and who have to hire somebody in order to, quote unquote, have a child, so to speak, well, that'll make everything normal once they are, quote unquote, a family. And I'm using a lot of quotes and unquotes because, Chuck, you and I both know, and as we've said before, you don't make a family that way. It isn't normal. And the study that you're talking about, the Regner study, it proved fairly solidly that that's exactly the problem. Because I want to thank our friends at Focus on the Family on their website, because they put it in a very shortened form. I mean, you can read the entire study in the article that it came out of, because there's a link from Focus's webpage to it. It's called the New Family Structure Study, or NFSS. New Family Structure Study, and this is Mark Regner's study from the University of Texas. But what he found specifically with statistically significant data was that compared with the children from married, intact mother and father homes, children who are raised in same-sex homes are markedly more likely to a number of things. Number one, experience poor educational attainment. Number two, report overall lower levels of happiness, mental, and physical health. Three, markedly more likely to have impulsive behavior. Also markedly more likely to be in counseling or mental health therapy. I wonder why, Chuck. Right? They also are more likely to suffer from depression, have thoughts of suicide, identify as bisexual, lesbian, or gay. Wow. What a surprise. A child coming from a same-sex couple is going to role model what they see, aren't they? And for those of our listeners out there who have children, you know your children are mirrors of yourself. In many instances, you see in your children traits and habits that you yourself as a parent exhibit, because they pattern after you because you're their closest role model. Wow, Chuck, the study just goes on and on about how much more children coming from these households have so many challenges, but that is not even a night and day with the children from mother, father, intact, married family homes, including such difficulties as being victims of assault and other types of things. It's just incredible what kind of not normal behaviors and not normal situations that these children find themselves in compared with children in two-parent, mother, father, male, female, married family homes. It almost makes you wonder why our media and our entertainment society want this to be normal.
Well, Barry, if you think about it, psychologists know that children emulate what they see at home. This is exactly why they want to have control in the schools of what your children are taught and the kind of thinking that they should be able to do. Because the traditional thinking is deemed to be bad by quote-unquote experts. So what you get is this hodgepodge. And when a study like this comes out that shows that what these children are learning in a home that is truly not the new normal, the psychologists know in their heart of hearts that they're wrong. this is one of those places where ideology gets in the way of what we think should be and what actually is.
Oh, absolutely.
If you get what I'm saying, people want to remake the world in their own image.
Well, I wanted to bring up a point here on this, Chuck, because it's exactly true, because Mark Regnerus, who's the research scientist, Professor Regnerus, professor of sociology at the University of Texas, when he conducted this study, one of the things he had to do right up front was to carefully explain all the methodological problems that is out there in the current literature on this topic in detail, because most of the research that's been done on the issues between children from mother, father, male, female relationship, married, intact family homes versus same-sex households has been done by activists, lesbian scholars. So he had to kind of break that down and say, basically, this whole idea of this no difference thesis that's presented in the current literature and what the mainstream media, and of course, you hear the arguments from those who are attacking Regnerus in his study right now, saying, well, there's really no difference between the children of these two different types of families. Well, he's basically addressing it and saying, yes, there's significant difference because the methodology has been skewed in order to try to create a no-different structure.
And you know what? He's being attacked for exactly that, in opposite. All you have to do is go out anywhere where this study is discussed, on local newspaper, television, even scientific sites, and Regnerus is being pilloried for, quote-unquote, making huge mistakes in his methodology. And what that means is, they don't like the way he designed the study because he's getting answers that they don't like. This is one of the things, Barry, that drives me insane as a hard scientist about soft science.
Yes.
And I know that there are soft scientists out there that are going to hate me for saying this, but it's really easy to decide what outcome you want and design the study to get it.
Well, and this is interesting, Chuck, because those attacks are coming in the face of something else. Now, again, I'm taking this from Focus on the Family's website, but they have basically summarized a number of the things going on from this study. And basically they pointed and said that the study issues from the highly regarded Population Research Center at the University of Texas at Austin, and it's, you know, get this, Chuck, its methodology was reviewed pre-start by academic, sociological, and demographic peers from five different leading American universities. So in other words, even before he started putting his conclusions together, five different key researchers from different universities reviewed his methodology to make sure that it was solid.
He's Regnerus isn't stupid. He knew if the outcomes came, he thought he might see that he was going to get attacked. Every cockroach was going to crawl out as soon as the light went out to try to attack and undermine and destroy his findings. And that's exactly what's happened.
Exactly what's going on right now, yes. But it's so interesting, Chuck, because one of the things that they're looking at with this study is the fact that his population sample that he used is without comparison to any other study out there because of its size and its representation. Many of them were only examining only in same-sex households, lesbian-headed households. But in this one, he used a nationally representative population sample. And in fact, this study has the largest sample examining same-sex homes, asking the breadth of questions of respondents. Of any other study that's out there, all of them have more been cherry-picking, Chuck, for lack of a better term, keeping your sample size small and only picking in certain demographic areas that you want to pick in order to get your conclusions.
Exactly. And that's my whole point about soft science.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's not kid ourselves. I'm from a biological science background. Guess what, folks? It gets done in hard science, too. It's just a little harder. It's a little harder because where there is a definite bias and an obvious bias is in evolutionary studies. Because if you come up with a study that shows that evolution is a problem in the study and you don't come to some kind of pro-evolutionary conclusion in your study, then you will not get published, period. You cannot. There is a prejudice. It doesn't matter. That is the paradigm. And they're not going to allow any crack in that paradigm.
Oh, absolutely not.
And that's exactly the same kind of thing we're seeing with this study. This has now been published in a scientific journal, and so there is going to be major trouble. You have not heard the end of this Regnerus study.
And for those of our listeners who would like to get that information, we found it at sciencedirect.com, and this was the link from Focus on the Family's website, to the scientific journal Social Science Research, Volume 41, Issue 4 of July 2012. And the header is, how different are the adult children of parents who have same-sex relationships? Findings from the New Family Structures Study by Mark Regnerus, who is at the University of Texas at Austin. You can take a look at this, and like I said, I found it because Focus is one of the few places that actually has a link to the study, and the study and its entire article, it's a significant article. We're going to put a link to it up on the website here at principledpolicy.com so that you can read it for yourself for as long as it stays up there.
We are out of time.
Of course, but just remember, ladies and gentlemen, just because Hollywood and the mainstream media are trying to tell you something's normal, usually there's some good research to show you why it's not.
Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.